Hi guys, so we're in the 2020 Lexus RX 350 F Sport Edition. This is a newish RX for Lexus. And the car, this version came out in 2015, but received a facelift in 2020. So you know the standards, the formula for the RX. It's a capable, very reliable, comfortable crossover. Lexus sells these by the boatload. It does quite well, and you know what? There's a reason why, because like I said, it does everything quite well. The ride is super comfortable. The interior materials, fit and finish, great. This car with F-Sport is equipped with the adaptive suspension, which kind of on its own smooths everything out, makes the ride super plush when you need it to be. Also with the F-Sport, you have an additional Sport Plus mode, which I'm gonna engage right now, which gives you a higher throttle response, tighter throttle response, and has more of a stiffer ride. I don't really see that much of a difference between this and Sport, but it does give it a bit more oomph with the throttle response. So yeah, like I said, this car is, if you want a crossover that's going to be somewhat sporty, very practical, with that Lexus reliability and also dealer support, this is a great car. Like I said, I think the exterior with these, I'm actually a fan of the spindle grille. I like that new look. I like the floating roofline that they debuted in 2015. Yeah, it's a bit of a Japanese sort of design. It's definitely more aggressive than what you can expect in the segment, but I think it gives it a look. I think the F-Sport packaging, the look package, with the blacked out trim and more aggressive fascia and body panels. I like the graphite sort of look on the rim. So it gives it a nice appearance. It's not giving you the power bump, unfortunately, but you are getting a better handling suspension, a sportier exhaust, throaty exhaust kind of note. And so that part does a trick if you want a little bit of sport. The way the car drives, like I said, I'm in sport right now. A little bit of traffic here, so I'm just getting out of here. This guy is too slow. So it's good response. It's not going to blow you away. I was surprised, if I can knock this car a little bit, you know, we know what it is, but I was surprised that the fuel economy wasn't that great. I was getting barely 20 on the highway. I did a long trip from upstate, and in the city, it's in the teens. It's not what I expect from a car that's not a performance car, really. Yeah, it's an F-Sport, but it's not really, you know, an Aston Martin DBX, right? So anyway, that's my one slight knock on this car is the fuel economy. I wish it could be better. But you know what you're getting with this car. It's a jack of all trades, does everything great, and it's just going to be reliable. It's going to take you from A to B in a really comfortable manner. And if you have kids and need to haul a lot of things, it actually works decent trunk space. So the Lexus RX 350 is a pretty strong contender in the segment. Now, it's not going to give you the prestige as an Audi or maybe a Mercedes, but I think that you're getting a better value potentially. This car starts around 51,000. As optioned, you might go into the 60s. So it's not exactly cheap, but I think you get a lot for the money. So this is the 2020 RX 350 F-Sport.